raising the speed limit on the information superhighway. TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com. Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration.
It's time to talk about health and nutrition.
Nutrition for your body.
Nutrition for your body.
For your mind.
For your mind. For your spirit.
For your spirit.
It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition.
Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well.
Supplementation for when you don't.
Let's Talk Nutrition.
Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less.
And now,
here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
And welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. Great to be with you. Start of a new week on Let's Talk Nutrition here on AM 1250 Winds, WHNZ. I trust you had a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk about that in a second. But I remind you, online, you can catch the show at letstalknutrition.com. Click on Listen Live. And my article in Health and Wellbeing Monthly is published on my website. Check out the Resource Center, and you'll find it and them there, it meaning this month's edition, and there'll be the archived publications up there as well. We'll have them all up there. It won't be too long. We'll get them there. And again, I hope you had a wonderful weekend. And we start the weekend Friday, Saturday. Well, I don't know. But on Friday, we broadcast the show from the Vitamin Discount Center store in Temple Terrace, and we had a very nice turnout there. And I want to thank John and Kate for their good work in promoting the show and getting people to come out. I really appreciate it. And everybody involved with the show appreciates that kind of effort. Saw some people I haven't seen in a long time, listeners. They came by and asked them not to be such a stranger. You know, but people are to the show, who listen to the show, are very loyal. And I appreciate that. And I always thank everybody for your listenership, and it doesn't go taken for granted. Trust me. And the show is here for you, and the show is always about the listener. So thank you, everybody, for coming out on Friday. We had a good time, and we'll have one again next month. And those are always posted on my website at letstalknutrition.com. Look in schedule of events. There's a link off to the right, and it's all there. So, you had a good weekend, I trust, and good time. It's cooling off a little bit, right? People still barbecuing, though. People are still barbecuing. Or maybe you went out to dinner. You go out to dinner and you decided you were going to not commit too much nutritional sin. You were going to do it right, and you ordered fish for dinner, right? Maybe some of you did. And you ordered salmon because you know that salmon's high in omega-3 and salmon is very good for you. I wonder, did you ask the waitress or the waiter, is it farm-fed or was it wild-caught? Did you ask that question? Do you care? Did you know to ask that question? You did know, but like I said, maybe you don't care. Because you just think they're the same. Well, salmon is in the news. You probably just heard, if you were tuning into the show at the top of the hour, 2 o'clock with the news, you heard that the FDA is considering, it's giving approval to modify genetically engineered or genetically modified salmon. And the federal food regulators are considering that very question today. They're exploring it. And the FDA, by the way, in case you would like to know, has already commented on this issue and has said in the past that genetically modified or genetically engineered salmon is as safe to eat as the traditional wild-caught salmon. Now, that's an interesting statement by the FDA or approval. I wonder how they know that. How do they know that is my question. I posed the question. Rhetorical or not, you can interpret it the way you wish. I wonder how they know that genetically modified, engineered salmon is just as safe to eat as wild-caught salmon. The reason why I asked the question is because they haven't been doing this very long, and we don't have any longitudinal data to tell us one way or another whether it's safe. And I'm going to explore this a little bit during this first hour on Let's Talk Nutrition. I think it's an issue that merits some focus, some attention, and conversation. If you'd like to, if you would like to contribute to the conversation, you have an observation, a comment, a point of view about this, please don't hesitate to call. The Hillsborough County number, the local number, is 813-636-8255. 813-636-TALK. And then there's a toll-free number, 877-897-8255. 877-897-TALK. Anybody, any place, any time can use that number while I'm on the air. Some of the critics of this genetically modified salmon are calling it Frankenfish. You know, Frankenstein made in the in the best efforts of the lab, we've produced Frankenfish. And some of these critics are saying that these modified salmon, these Frankenfish, are a factor that might contribute to allergies in humans. And they also argue that doing this on some large scale is going to lead to, in quoting one source, the Associated Press, the eventual dissemination of wild salmon population, end quote. Now, they got this FDA advisory committee put together. I don't know who's on the committee. I didn't have a chance to look at that before coming on air. And they are, as we speak, looking at, reviewing, examining, evaluating, whatever term I guess is appropriate here, the science of genetically engineered fish. They're going to be doing that this week. And they're going to be listening to one expert after another, both pro and con, for these salmon that are genetically modified or grown. And I find this all very interesting. We don't have longitudinal data on this kind of food, 5 years out, 10 years out, 20 years out. This is relatively new, relatively new. We don't know what kinds of effects it will have. And during the course of this first hour, I will also talk about farm-fed or farm-raised salmon. You couldn't get me to eat farm-raised salmon at gunpoint. Now I've given you my stance. You know, gunpoint, shoot me. I'm not eating it. And when I'm done, if you want to eat it, go ahead. Not me. I'll present, and that's not an opinion. That's my opinion, but my opinion is based upon some research. I do an evidence-based show. I just don't pop up here every day and pop off opinions one after another because I just feel like it. If I have a point of view and if I have an opinion, which is an expression of an attitude, I will provide support for it 99.99% of the time. And I will not eat farm-raised salmon. and I'm not going to eat genetically modified salmon either, engineered salmon either, because I don't know. I know the FDA said it was okay, but, you know, we've had agencies, both governmental and non-governmental, experts, one sort or another, throughout time, say, oh, this is fine, no, nothing to see here, keep moving, and then, you know, we find out a little later it was a major train wreck that we just walked by. Well, we'll see. Again, if you have something to say on this topic, please call 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK, and then toll free. Everybody can use this, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. So do you eat farm-raised salmon? Would you eat genetically engineered salmon? How about genetically engineered pigs? Ah, they're doing that too. That's up next, and much more on LTN.
From the little everyday miracles to the toughest obstacles, Twin Lab makes it possible.
Mommy, how come you don't have a cold?
That's because I take care of myself and take my daily vitamins.
Twin Lab's number one vitamin supplement, Daily One Caps, contains 20 nutrients in a perfect balance for health and wellness. Twin Lab's high-quality, innovative products possess a superiority in science. Now and for the past 35 years, only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
Hello?
Honey, I did it. The doctor just told me I managed to get my cholesterol down.
Twin Lab's Cholesterol Success Plus has the ability to reduce cholesterol up to 24%. Twin Lab's high-quality, innovative products possess a superiority in science. Now and for the past 35 years, only Twin Lab makes you feel this good.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any diseases.
Are you suffering from those awful allergies? Hay fever, sneezing, watery eyes. Here's some advice you won't want to miss.
I'm a doctor, and my patients used to dread allergy season. But then I discovered A. Vogel Allergy Relief, a unique combination of natural ingredients that usually addresses every one of my patients' symptoms. And while it's clear that the vast majority of my patients benefit significantly from A. Vogel Allergy Relief, what's even more amazing is that after using it, at least half of my patients' symptoms didn't return. As a doctor, that's the kind of outcome my patients and I can appreciate.
Get doctor-recommended A. Vogel Allergy Relief for your allergy symptoms. It's proven safe, it doesn't make you drowsy, it's fast-acting, and it may even help prevent your allergies from returning. Available at Vitamin Discount Centers, Richards, Rollin' Oats, Vitamin Shop, Nutrition Smart, and other fine health food stores.
Experience a new beginning to health with Genesis Today. Genesis Today was founded by Dr. Lindsay Duncan, who has a rich history as a practicing certified nutritionist, a naturopathic doctor, and an award-winning product formulator. One of Genesis Today's more important products is Acai 100, the world's first 100% pure, wild-harvested Brazilian acai, supporting healthy joints and a healthy inflammatory process. 1 ounce of Genesis Today's Acai 100 has over 3.5 times the anthocyanin levels of red wine, as well as naturally occurring plant-based EFAs similar to those found in olive oil. Acai 100 comes in a 32-ounce glass bottle and is absolutely 100% pure, containing nothing added, not even water. Most people feel the effects of Genesis Today's pure products within 20 to 30 minutes of consumption. You can find Acai 100 and other pure Genesis Today's products at your local health food stores. Experience a new beginning to health with Genesis Today.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic, aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol, nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima, pioneers in internal cleansing. Jaro Formulas, superior nutrition and formulation. Twin Lab, answers for life. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
To eat it or not to eat it, that's the question. And what am I referring to? Well, the two things. I'm referring to farm-fed salmon, farm-raised salmon, and maybe the FDA-approved genetically engineered salmon. That's in the news. The latter is in the news today. You're going to hear it on mainstream media for sure. It's already in the news, and I was listening to some reports this morning and reading some newspaper accounts, AP, and I was looking at CBS and, you know, different outlets, news outlets and organizations talking about this topic. And it's an important one. Food is not just food. What food has great, has profound consequences. What we put into our body over our lifetime, both good and bad. So this is not a minor, I don't consider this a minor case issue, not one bit. And some of the critics are calling it already Frankenfish. I'll explain. The company that's involved in this, that has requested a meeting with the FDA, is a company called Aqua Bounty. And they're out, it's a Massachusetts, based company. And Ron Stodish is the CEO of Aqua Bounty, and I presume he's testifying in front of the FDA, this committee that's listening to the arguments pro and con for genetically engineered salmon. Now, as you well know, genetic engineering is not a new idea. You're probably eating genetically engineered food right now. You don't even know it. That's why you need to read labels. And it's a genetic engineering is a widespread technique, farming technique, used to grow crops. But, and when this, in the AP report, they said that the government hasn't, really considered permitting humans to eat modified animals, genetically modified animals, engineered. Now, some claim that the potential benefits and profits are, you know, colossal. But the question I always ask is, for whom? For whom? For you? For me? For your children? For our children? For the whom? Who's going to benefit? Who's going to profit from all this? And is it safe? Is it really safe? And if so, how to show me the data. That's a theme of this show. Show me the data. And I'm not, if you're the FDA, I don't care who you are. FDA, XYZ. If you have the data, step up, produce it, and make the argument using the data. Show me the studies that there are no consequences in eating that food. And then I'll maybe I'll think about putting, even taking a bite. But until then, the FDA, they can eat it. I'm not going to eat it because I don't know. And I would caution anybody. Why would you do that? So, nevertheless, I've had guests on my show. I'm thinking of one, for example, Dr. Mitchell. I mean, Dr. Mitchell has come on here, Jason Mitchell, and he has all the time. He always refers to he calls it Frankenfood. He's always talking about quote unquote Frankenfood. And, you know, he's vehemently opposed to it. Maybe sometime when he comes on next time, I'll really get him stoked up and get him to talk about this. He gets really passionate about all of this. And I haven't, you know, as I was preparing for today's show, I was thinking, I said, okay, how much have I talked about genetic engineering, genetically engineered food? And I haven't talked about it that much on the show. And I need to do that. And I need to know, I need to be more savvy about it and more informed and share that with you so that you can make some more and better informed decisions. I'm not completely naive about it. Please don't misunderstand, but there's a lot more to learn about it. And I need to drill down a little deeper into the literature and to see what the arguments are on either side. Today is this is a 2-day hearing in front of the FDA, and they're gonna according to the AP, they're gonna focus on labeling of the fish. I mean, I'm wondering if the FDA already is going to just give their blessing to this. Now, they in the AP, they posed the question, they've raised the issue, is it possible that if the modified salmon is approved, they said, consumers will not even know they were eating it. Current FDA regulations only require modified foods to be labeled as such if the food is substantially different than the conventional version. I don't know who's making those decisions. And the agency has said that the modified salmon is essentially the same as the Atlantic salmon, end quote. Really? We'll see. Mary in Dunedin, welcome to the show, Mary. It's great to have you on the air.
Yeah, hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You have a comment about this?
Yes.
What's your take?
No way would I eat this fish.
Why?
And because the information I have read about this just recently, I think I saw it in the newspaper, is that these fish are in these holding pens in the water, swimming around and living in their own filth. They feed them corn, and they've crossed them genetically. I can't remember with what they crossed them with, and they're cannibalizing each other. And if these fish get loose, God knows what that's going to do. As far as the FDA is concerned, I don't believe anything they say. I don't trust them. And how are we supposed to know, if you're eating out, for instance, where the fish came from? As it is, I won't touch the catfish anymore either if I eat out, because I understand that most of that is genetically farm-raised catfish.
You know, when we were kids, we used to go fishing. We used to go fishing for catfish. My buddies, my little pals, I mean, they would catch it and they would take it home, and their dad or mom would clean it and fillet it and mom prepare it. I didn't even like the way they looked, so I wouldn't eat them.
Yeah, they say the color of them is not, these farm-raised salmon, the color is so bad. They look so awful that they have to add something to the corn that they're feeding them. Otherwise, you wouldn't, if you took a look at what they really look like, you would not eat it. There is no way. They think they can just shove anything down our throats.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the FDA is there to protect us. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist by nature. Some of my friends are. Some of my guests on the show are. I won't tell you who they are. I mean, at every bend and turn, they think there's a conspiracy. I think the FDA does a lot of good things, but on this issue, I mean, I don't care what they say at this point. They haven't shown me the data. Let me share with you, Mary, exactly when we come back, I'll share with you and the other listeners what they do. These hormones, these genetically modified, salmon are given hormones. And the question is, okay, hormones, what's the implication of that? Where they get the hormones and so on. Mary, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it very much for weighing in on this. And I can hear it in your voice. And many people feel the same way you do. They have a lot of passion and feeling about this because we rely on one of the functions of government is to protect us. Whether that's one of our functions of our government. And the FDA is part of the, federal government, and they're there to protect us. And I'm just wondering whether they're using good judgment on this, and I will be curious to see what decision they render. We'll be back after some important messages.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by New Chapter, The Benefit of Nature's Wisdom, Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils, Genesis Today, Food with Purpose, pure and simple, Nutricology, Innovative Nutrition, Renew Life, The Digestive Care Company, Panacea 315, Superior Quality, Superior Taste. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
And we're back, and the question is, would you eat genetically modified salmon? Would you eat genetically modified salmon if the FDA said it was safe? Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. We're at the halfway point of the first hour on LTN, here on AM 1250 Winds WHNZ, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Savings Time. That's on the radio and online at letstalknutrition.com. Click on listen live. We're moving into a new era of food here, and science is heavily implicated. And what I'm talking about this first hour is modified salmon. Is it a miracle food? Or, as some critics are saying, describing it, or is it frankenfish? Is it frankenfish? You know, this is a very interesting question. The FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, is hearing arguments today, and today they're beginning a two-day meeting or hearing. I guess they're calling it a meeting, on whether they're going to approve the marketing of genetically engineered fish. They've already said that it's safe to eat. I reported that. That AP has reported, others too, other news agencies, has already said that the salmon, which will grow twice as fast as wild-caught salmon, is safe to eat as what they say, the traditional or conventional salmon. And I start off the show saying, I wouldn't eat it. Why? Because I haven't seen the data. The company, Aqua Bounty, they've been making application for FDA approval since 19. They submitted their first application to the FDA for approval of these genetically modified, genetically engineered fish in 1995. They've been after this a long time. What does that tell you? Very profitable. They're not doing this because they need to feed humanity. They're in a business. They're making money. That's okay. It's fine. But let's make sure that, you know, it's safe. The FDA didn't decide until 2 years ago to even consider applications for genetically engineered animals. So now they're having a hearing on this. Two days, beginning today, this is seen as a major event. In case you're like Mary, who called in a bit ago, if you have a point of view about this, I'd love to hear from you. 813-636-8255, 813-636-TALK, or toll-free for you, no charge, 877-897-8255, 877-897-TALK. Now, I want to make a point here. It's important. Genetically engineered, or GE, animals are not clones. Okay, clones are exact DNA replicas of an animal. These are genetically altered to produce some sort of outcome that, I guess, depends on who it is, person would consider it beneficial or desirable. Well, if you can grow these things faster and bigger, and you're the guy owning the farm, I guess that would be a desirable outcome for you, right? Mr. Fish Grower, Farm Fish Grower, right? Sure. But maybe it's not a desirable outcome for you, your children, me, and others who would consume this fish until we know more. Some of the critics are saying that the FDA doesn't have enough information, and that the information that they have has been mainly derived from the very companies that want to do this. And the companies are saying, oh, the fish are safe, the fish are safe. It's just like it was said, oh, the well is safe, the well is safe. The blowout preventer will work. The blowout, yeah, 5 months later, right, we spilled oil into the Gulf. That's what the company was saying. You know, so I don't know. I'm not going to paint all companies with the same cynical brush, but the FDA needs more data than what the companies are providing to it to make a decision. I don't know what studies the FDA has done. I don't know. I haven't seen those reports. Now, in the case of the salmon, Aqua Bounty, what they're doing, the reason why these are considered genetically engineered fish, so you understand, is that they have a growth hormone, and they derive the growth hormone from another salmon called Chinook salmon. And the growth hormone potentiates, if you will, the fish to produce their own growth hormone all year long. Apparently, they can't do that all year long unless it's given this Chinook salmon growth hormone. So the scientists, the engineers for, I guess, Aqua Bounty, the company, were able to keep the hormone active, and they using another gene from an eel-like fish called ocean pout, P-O-U-T, ocean pout. And this particular gene is like a switch for the hormone that they take from the Chinook salmon to allow the salmon to produce growth hormone all year. So that's the mechanism of action. You got two different elements here. You got the growth hormone derived from the Chinook salmon, and then you got a gene taken from ocean pout that triggers the growth hormone from the Chinook salmon to allow the salmon, the fish, to produce growth hormone all year long. What does growth hormone do? It grows stuff. It will grow. It will help you to grow. It will help the fish to grow. That's why it's called growth hormone. And it will grow rapidly, and it will be robust. The question is, taking hormones from other fish, fooling around, tinkering, if you will, with the genetic machinery of the animal, what do you really produce? The critics are doing a lot of arm waving and foaming at the mouth about this. I can tell you, they're not happy. So I posed the question to you: would you eat genetically modified salmon? Would you eat it? Yes or no? Or would you eat, maybe the question would be, would you eat it, genetically modified salmon, if the FDA said it was okay to eat it? That could happen coming out of these 2 days of meetings or hearings with the FDA. This company, Aqua Bounty is going to make a strong case. We'll see how the FDA comes down on this. Now, understand that if the FDA approves this, this would be the very first time in human history that a genetically engineered animal was given government approval for human consumption. I alluded to pigs. And they're now considering, they're fooling around with this too, and they're doing this in Canada. When I come back, I'll tell you a little bit about that. I don't know a whole heck of a lot about that. I just know a tad, but it's part of the theme of the story for this first hour. Usually I open the show with stories and studies in the news, and I'm doing the whole hour, this first hour, on this story. This is a very important story. Make no mistake about it. And I'll share with you some of the, I'll give you more depth and breadth on the criticisms about what some are calling Frankenfish. Boy, sounds yummy.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides 2 servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
Feel
feel tired, lethargic, or irritable? Take Solace. You're one of millions of Americans that has trouble falling asleep or staying asleep. What can you do about it? You can take Solace. Solace is an all-natural, non-addictive dietary supplement formulated to help you fall asleep and stay asleep naturally. Take Solace and feel the calming effects of this extensively researched sleep and relaxation aid. For more information on Solace, call toll-free 877-533-7066 or visit the website at TakeSolace.com. That's Take, S-O-L-U-S.com.
You're listening to the sound of a beautiful butterfly flapping its wings in slow motion. At Sprunk Jensen, we'd ask you to remember this butterfly when you visit your favorite natural food store. Why? Find our butterfly and you found our scientifically crafted all-natural herbal remedies. You see, we've rediscovered the ancient Greek-Arabic herbal formulas proven effective over thousands of years. Each of our time-tested and science-based formulas address a specific health issue. Red dry skin, weight loss, cholesterol and glucose levels, even libido and sexual performance. And thanks to our eye-catching butterfly, Sprunk Jensen products are easy to find. Sprunk Jensen, a collection of clinically tested herbal formulas and topical creams dedicated to your well-being. Look for the box with a butterfly.
Everyone needs omega fatty acids, especially kids like me. My mom says it helps me to learn and focus better. That's why I take Nordic Naturals Omega 369 Junior every day.
Omega 369 Junior by Nordic Naturals is a great way to ensure that our little ones are provided with a full spectrum of omega fatty acids, which are necessary for brain and eye development and maintenance, as well as mood, focus, learning ability, and overall well-being. Omega 369 Junior by Nordic Naturals is taste-tested by kids and teens. These lemon-flavored chewable capsules make taking Nordic Naturals a treat rather than a chore. Call Nordic Naturals for your free sample today, 1-800-787-7208, or online at www.nordicnaturals.com.
Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by A. Vogel, pioneer in natural health since 1923. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Sprunk Jensen, putting herbal remedies back on the map. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. Okay, we're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Miracle food or Franken food? That's the question that some are pondering today in the news, whether or not genetically engineered fish is safe to eat, or, you know, is it something that's really going to be detrimental to our health and to the environment? There are two essential criticisms that have emerged. It will be interesting to see what else comes out of these 2 days of hearings or meetings with the FDA that are going on right now as we speak. The two main concerns are the safety of the food for human consumption, and second, the effect on the environment. Let's deal with the first one first. These fish, as I said a moment ago, have never been consumed by humans. These altered fish, these genetically engineered fish. Therefore, because of that, it could include dangerous, what they're calling dangerous allergens, especially because seafood tends to be what? Highly allergenic. So that's one of the issues. And remember what I said, they're making these conventional salmon only can produce hormone a part of the year, a part of the time, some of the time. With these genetically engineered salmon, they can produce growth hormone. They can have growth hormone and produce growth hormone all of the time, all year long. So what does that do? It makes them grow quickly. I guess I asked the question, why is it that conventional salmon, when, you know, when humans stay out of the way of nature, why is it that conventional salmon only produce growth hormone part of the time? Do you think nature had a reason for that? And are we getting in the way, again, of nature? That's the question. Environmentally speaking, critics are worried and concerned that these genetically engineered fish, these salmon, are going to escape the pens, the penitentiary, the pens in which they are grown, and become integrated into the wild salmon population. They are going to begin to intermingle with them. And by the way, the wild salmon population is already endangered. These fish would grow very rapidly, and they would eat more food than the conventional salmon. And that would be a detrimental to the wild salmon, to the conventional wild salmon. So let me quote a Winona hunter. She says, quote, well, I should back up in a moment, too. Now, there are other groups, food and safety groups, that have argued that more studies need to be done and that the FDA process to review, evaluate, or otherwise make an informed decision is not adequate. And they rely too much on the manufacturers or the corporations to give them the information. And what's interesting, the law is such that the companies can keep certain proprietary information private, even from the FDA. And modified foods are, in case you would like to know, are, according to the AP, I'm reading this one report, under the same, they're regulated under the same process used for animal drugs. Now, here's what a Winona Hunter, she's director of the advocacy group Food and Water Watch. She says this: it is outrageous to keep this vital information secret, meaning the proprietary information. Quote, consumers have a right to know what FDA is trying to allow into our food supply, end quote. A Dr. Michael Hansen, who is a senior scientist at Consumers Union, you know, those are the folks that publish the consumer reports. I'm sure some of you, probably many of you, read that. He says that the FDA is relying on too little data. And not only that, whatever data they have has been supplied by the companies. Why isn't the FDA doing its own studies? Remember what I said, and you know this, the government is, one of the functions of the federal government is to protect the health and welfare of the public. That's why you pay taxes. That's why we pay taxes. And the FDA is part of that machinery to protect us. They do a relatively good job in a lot of different ways. Some you would say not, maybe not so much. You know, and do I think the FDA is on a conspiracy quest? No, I don't. But I know that they're shorthanded. That is very common knowledge. They don't have enough people working, enough scientists. They don't have enough funding to do the testing on various drugs and food. And by the way, this whole issue falls under this overarching issue of food safety in the United States. I'm telling you, that is a train wreck that's happening time and again. We just had another recent salmonella outbreak, and a lot of people are worried about whether or not the food safety regulations are really adequate, and is the FDA empowered enough, and does it have enough horsepower and human power to do the job to keep food safe for us to eat? There's a bill in front of the Senate right now. And it's an FDA overhaul, but they call they're calling it an FDA overhaul bill. It's entitled the FDA Food Safety Modernization Act of 2009. They need to pass that bill. There's a lot more I could talk about with this issue. stay tuned, stay informed, protect, you know, you need to, if you're going to, we need to eat. You got to eat, right? As the expression goes, you got to eat. But the question is, you have to eat food that's safe to consume. And I'm not so sure about this. I didn't even get a chance to talk about farm salmon. And the reason why I told you I wouldn't eat farm salmon at gunpoint, one reason is the Environmental Working Group did a study. They found more PCBs in the farm salmon in their study than you and I have since. And not only that, it's what they feed. They feed, you know, fish meal to these salmon. Fish meal is heavily contaminated with PCBs. It goes on. It's a nightmare. That's why I said I wouldn't eat it at gunpoint. And when you go out to dinner, you should ask, is the salmon farm-fed or is it wild-caught? Don't ask if it's fresh. Is it fresh from the farm or fresh from, you know, pristine, good, clean waters? All right, hope you got a little out of this today. Stay informed. Why do you want to do that? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those who care about and love you. We have the second hour coming up. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the health of your bones? There is good news on the horizon for the millions of women and men looking to slow normal bone loss that comes with aging. Garden of Life is proud to introduce their new Grow Bone system featuring raw calcium. Far from just another calcium supplement intended to reduce the risk of osteoporosis, the Grow Bone system is intended to stimulate bone growth, increase bone strength and bone mineral density, and has been clinically demonstrated to do so. When you take the Grow Bone system, you have the confidence that is backed by clinical studies as well as our unprecedented double your money back offer. You have nothing to lose and only bone health to gain. Ask for the Grow Bone system today. Visit growbone.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Adequate calcium and vitamin D as part of a healthful diet along with physical exercise may reduce the risk of osteoporosis later in life. This product is for normal age-related bone loss. It is not intended to treat osteopenia or osteoporosis.
Hi, I'm digestive care expert Brenda Watson with Renew Life, here to tell you about the remarkable benefits of fiber. Not only does it support digestion and regularity, but it helps manage cholesterol, detoxify your body, and lose weight. But getting the recommended 35 grams a day from diet alone can be hard. My natural fiber supplements can help. Organic Triple Fiber is an antioxidant-rich blend of flaxseed, oat bran, and acacia fiber. For sensitive tummies, try FiberSmart with added ingredients like glutamine and soothing herbs for extra digestive support. And for delicious fiber anytime, try Ultimate Chia Life. Chia seeds are loaded with good things like omega-3s, and they're great for cooking and baking. All of my fiber supplements are psyllium-free with no added ingredients, just pure goodness. Look for the yellow sun on Renew Life products, available at health food stores everywhere.